Welcome to GG Shorts with Joe Bags and Jake Dog. All right, Jake Dog, today's question is there a moment in time where you've just realized I'm old?
Other than every day when I just wake up and just have a random pain. I would say it was probably, I'm 34. Am I 34? I don't even know how old I am now.
You know what? I think you're having the moment right I'm having
one of those moments right now. So I'm 34 right now. I'll be 35 this year. And I remember when I was like 29 years old, and I don't know what it was about 29, but I went to sleep and I woke up and I was like, I had like a pain, a very specific pain in my shoulder. And I was like, man, my shoulder hurts. And I was like, did I hurt it at the gym? Did I hurt it playing basketball? Did I hurt it doing something? And then I realized in that moment that I had fallen asleep with my arm like above my head in my bed. And then I was like, you know what? I just slept funny. And now if I don't sleep in a very specific way, pretty much every day of my life now, I wake up and just like the most random things will hurt. My knee will hurt, my shoulder will hurt, my back will hurt, anything will hurt. And I'm just thinking to myself, what happened to my youth, man? Like, where did it go? I used to be able to just sleep on a couch, like hanging off of it, sleep on a hard floor, sleep anywhere, and I wouldn't have any pain whatsoever in my body. And nowadays, it's just like, it doesn't matter what I do. If I don't sleep just perfect in my bed, I'm going to wake up the next morning and hurt. And to quote my wife, because at times I can be dramatic, to quote her, this week I looked at her and I was like, my shoulder was actually hurting this week. And I was like, my left shoulder hurts. And she's like, your left shoulder? Because I played in a disc golf tournament last weekend.
Yeah, how'd that go, by the
way? I tied for third. So I did pretty well. And then I lost a playoff. And so that was just so disheartening. So I didn't get a trophy.
So now you know how it feels.
Yeah, it was the worst, man. Sorry, man. I'm sorry. So I tied for third.
Baby, you lost a playoff.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Joe. I love you, man. It's not intentional. She's like, so, I mean, your right shoulder hurts. Of course it hurts. I mean, you played like, because we went to a playoff. I ended up playing two extra holes. So
you play like 44 holes of golf a day.
Yeah, I played 44 holes. And she's like, so, yeah, of course your shoulder hurts. I was like, no, it's my left one. And she's like, what? And I was like, yeah, my left shoulder. It even hurts like right now. And she's like, I think I tore my rotator cuff. And she's like, you are so dramatic. She's like, 1 week you tore your rotator cuff, my knee will hurt. And I'll be like, I've torn an ACL. It's happened. I don't know how I did it, but it's happened. So I don't know, man. I just... Sleeping funny is the most dangerous thing that I can do. I mean, I can play disc golf, like I said, 80 holes a day. I can do all that kind of stuff. But if I sleep wrong, man, that's where the real injuries occur.
Earlier this week, so of course, we had the eclipse, right?
Yeah.
And so my wife asks me the next day, she's like, hey, you know what? I never really got to see a good video of the eclipse. You got one? And so As it was happening live, I was at work sitting there and I was watching ABC News' live coverage of the whole thing. And so I was like, actually, yeah, because it was really cool because David Muir, who's the ABC News anchor, he was in Vermont. So when it got to the totality, when he was there, they had a really cool shot of a camera behind him where he was looking up at it. And then they had the side camera of the ring of fire. You know, it's just super cool. And so I was like, yeah, I'll pull it up. She sits down in the recliner next to me. I pull it up on my phone. I hand it to her. And I'm like, hey, I want to watch it too. So for a couple of minutes, she's watching it. And I'm turned to my right.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just like a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
It ends. She hands me back the phone. I turn my head back to the left. And it's just like caught. Like
it's just like stuck.
And I'm just like, oh. It's like, what happened? It says, I think I just held my neck wrong or something, because all of a sudden it's just like this twinge that it, literally for a minute and a half, just holding my neck to the right and then bringing it back. That's something. I'll say I always feel old when athletes that I grew up watching have like sons or nephews or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that Tiger has Charlie Woods, who is 15 or 16 years old and is the next pro there. Bronny to a lesser extent.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say a big one that kind of shook me was when I first heard the name Arch Manning.
Yeah.
Because Peyton was really the, as I was growing up, like in middle and high school, Peyton was the guy that I really looked up to and just that he has a nephew, Arch Manning, that was really shook there. But on the other hand, I actually had a pretty interesting exchange this week. So you, Dustin, and I, we have our group text, and one of the videos that we often send, we'll watch TikToks and we'll send each other videos, is of this guy named Sketch. And if you're not familiar with
what's
who
up,
Sketch,
brother?
That's right. If you're not familiar with who Sketch is, he is a streamer who primarily plays Madden. He will wear a CJ Stroud jersey, and he's got these sayings and these mannerisms that a lot of people have picked up on. The one that you just said, where he will kind of hold up a finger like in the shape of an L and go, "What's up, brother?"
Yeah.
Very popular. Nasally. He's got glasses and kind of the nerdy vibe there. Yeah. And when he's playing the games, he's always squinting at the camera and he's kind of talking like nasally or whatever. But what I love about him, what's hilarious, is that he just zings off these one-liners, just one after the
other. Spectacular. I mean, every one is just,
and
like,
it's so hilarious.
So good.
So, you know, we watch this. We watch these videos. And
we send them to each other, TikToks,
right,
all that
right.
kind of stuff.
So my wife and I and Miha, we, after church on Sunday night, we go to the Wild Honey on 9 Mile Road. And as we are eating our sweet treats, a group of UWF students come down and sit to our right. Yes, college students, University of West Florida. They come down and they sit to my right. As I'm sitting there, they all go, "What's up, brother?" And it took everything in me because I really wanted to respond.
You wanted to join in the fun.
I wanted to join in
the fun, but
I said, you know what? I'm 37 years old. I got graying hair. I've got a daughter. I'm above the fray.
You're a grown man.
I'm a grown bleep man. And so I don't do it. But then I text you guys. I says, "Guys, for the first time since I've been out in public, I have heard Sketch."
Because this is huge. I mean, NCAA tournament guys are doing the dances everywhere. Like, it's a celebration.
Like,
yeah.
It's all over the place.
It's all over the place. Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
And so they do this, and I'm like, man, I missed an opportunity there to reach out to the younger generation and let you, hey, I'm still here. I'm still with you.
I might be 37 and have gray hair, but I still have hair.
Yeah, so I'm still cool.
Yeah.
So I texted you guys. I says, man, I really missed out on this opportunity. And that would have been sweet. And so I spent the next 10 minutes just hoping and festering up inside me that somebody else would do it. Thankfully, another group of UWF students, who I think they may have known each other, whatever, right, but they were sitting separately to my left. They sit down, and as we are getting our things ready to go, one of them says, "What's up, brother?" And I get the face in Home Alone 2 where the hotel clerk realizes that Kevin's been stealing. I get the smile.
Yeah.
And I go, Tuesday. As I'm standing up and I grab the car seat, I go, Tuesday. And then nothing happens.
Oh, man.
Nothing happens.
What a terrible moment in that time.
And so in that split second, I'm like, okay. I look over and I said, "Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were talking about Sketch." And then there was two girls sitting on the far side. They were just confused. They were like,
they
"What
have
is
no idea
this
what's going
guy?
On.
What is this guy doing?"
Right.
And in that moment, I'm like, "I'm going to have to walk out this door as this middle-aged guy. I'm going to have to sell off my PS5. I'm going to have to
get rid of all your flat bills.
Jean shorts. I'm going to have to buy white New Balance sneakers. I'm going to have to get mid-ankle white socks. And for the rest of time, I will have to tuck in my T-shirts to my shorts."
To your jeans,
because that is for the rest of time where I am headed.
You're now that guy.
I am a dad, and I can no longer be cool. I caught the eye of the guy who was on the sitting opposite side. He looks at me and says, and he points at me and says, "What's up, brother?" And I'm like, and I point up my finger like, "What's up, brother?"
Yes.
And so in that moment, he was saying, like, you know, kind of Michael Scott, where he's interpreting, is like, he's saying, "Joe, you're cool, man.
You're still here with
us. I'm still here with you. We've
We're
got
still
you.
Similar. Yes.
We are the same guy. So I was spared the embarrassment of just walking out of Wild Honey.
Dude.
Never, ever again being able to label myself as cool.
As cool ever again.
And young.
Yeah. So similar stuff happens to me every now and then. So I'm a youth pastor. And so I feel a billion years old. Because I'll be like, yeah, you know, guys, I'm not that far away from you. And they'll like look at me and they'll be like, yeah, you are. Like, you're way older than us. Like, it's not a big deal. Don't worry about it, guy. But I was talking one day and I talked about a group that was just so prevalent. And you'll know the group when I say their name. So prevalent in my life.
NSYNC.
No. Okay. It was a Christian group, you know. And I get ready and I'm like, all right, this is a group that everybody knew them. We've all been to their concerts. Like Casting Crowns, right. Man. I said something about a Casting Crowns song. Like I did a sermon series on Who Am I? You know, I did that and I was talking about that. And I was like, you know, guys, like the Casting Crowns song. And like the entire youth group was like, who? Like, who is that? And wow. I was like, it's like I could have been talking about like the Bee Gees and it would have been like the same thing to these kids. And it was like, what is going on, man? How do you not, like, who doesn't know who Casting Crowns is? Like, they are the greatest Christian group of my generation, you know, was Casting Crowns and Chris Tomlin, who they also don't know. And I'm just like, I'm a billion years old, dude. Like, there's just nothing about me that says I'm cool. And then, you know, then I wear my like skinny jean, like khaki short pants, my Jordans and my He Is Risen shirt. And I feel as cool as I can, man. I'm just trying to fit in with these kids. You know,
we're Renaissance guys, man. We can we're like a positionless NBA. We can stretch to the younger people and to the older generation.
Yeah, that's it.
That's how it works. All right. That'll do it for this episode and this week of GG Shorts. A lot of fun, Jake Dog.
Absolutely, man.
We'll see you next week.
All right. GG's. Love you, bro.